listening to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Tuesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. Boy, oh boy, what a night. It is Tuesday evening, and I tell you what, lots of fun information to go over in the world of pop culture. Not only that, I don't know if you heard, not that anybody cares other than us folks that live in Wailuku. Apparently, there were shots fired this morning in Wailuku. I had no idea until I got up. So, yeah. It's kind of crazy. Oh, wait, let me unmute my gentleman here. Sorry. Anyway, before I get started, anyway, was it you, Alika?
I was just asking if you know what happened, like, because I did not hear about shots fired in Wailuku.
I know. Yeah. Apparently, somebody shot at someone, and apparently it happened early this morning, and I was dead asleep. Is that right? Is that right, Kai?
But yeah, they blocked off Mill Road from King's Barbecue.
Who was Kai shooting at?
No.
Oh, wow. The Mill Yard.
Yeah, the Mill Yard.
Yeah, but apparently it ended up somewhere in, I guess I heard Waiahu, but I don't know what too sure. And it kept on going. It went from a shooting to a police chase.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I did not hear anything about this.
So it will be the news tomorrow. So that's as far as I go. No.
Curiously, was it on the shores of Waiahu? What I'm guessing. Anyway, before we get started, let me introduce my crew. Watch your language. Oh, that sounded disgusting.
I said frickin'.
All right, let's get started, shall we?
You say that in the first movie. I saw it.
First and foremost, he is the producer seducer. He's also the man who is responsible for putting together Legos on the show and even giving a little bit of commentary, but for some reason, can't seem to watch his language. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello and give it up for Kai Kai. He's in the house.
Woo! Yeah.
My language. At least I'm not Joe Biden who slipped the N-word the other day.
Wow. Anyway.
Wait. What N-word?
No.
The N-word.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. If you
start with N, which one?
Nope.
If you put the caption stuff on?
Nope.
Even YouTube says it even slipped the N-word.
Nope. Not going there.
Does it rhyme with Sydney?
Anyway, moving on. Also joining us this evening, he is our man in black. And ever since he got his new setup, his environment is also very dark. Ladies and gentlemen, he's our gaming guru, and our guy that does magic tricks with cards. Say hello to Format. Format, wow. Got to.
Please try to contain your enthusiasm with my introduction.
Format got a hexadeck of cards. I don't know what the heck that means, but good on you. Well, I'm not sure what that is.
I'd be shocked you knew anything about pop culture that was worthwhile.
Yeah, I'm not a clue. Not a clue. I'm just a host. That's all I do.
New magics. What?
And you don't even do that well.
No. Shut up. Also joining us this evening,
Eclipse Originals.
He is our Dark Knight. He is the man who flies around Maui County with a cape, a cowl, and a utility belt, fighting crime and pulp and pulpy villains all across Maui County. Where were you this morning, guy?
Apparently not that good of a job either if there was a shooting today.
I know, that's what I mean. Where were you this morning, guy?
Wait, that's what, early in the morning. He's supposed to be flying at night.
Yeah, maybe. He is also the horror aficionado and our punk rock superstar and has two new eyes. It's Cannon.
I'd like to send a shout out to my sponsor, Jack Daniel's Black Cola.
Nice. So
if Jack Daniels is watching, you can hit me up on the Instagrams or the Facebook, and I'll take all the free product.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Gannon. Did you get those new glasses
to make sure you have a secret identity? To make sure that we don't know what's the reason?
All right. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I just got the glasses to pick up chicks. I don't even need them.
That's fair. Chicks, we know because, how chicks feel about glasses.
Well, I feel like my reputation precedes me, and most people think I'm just an idiot. Mm-hmm. But if I wear the glasses, I look just a little bit smarter.
Wow. Okay, that's so fair.
I'm hoping that'll help.
Well, listen, I just want to know how
hopefully none of them are watching right now, because that would suck. Hopefully none of them are watching right now. Any potential prospects, as it were.
Okay.
But if they're watching right now, I'm just making stuff up. These are real legitimate prescription glasses.
That's fair enough. Speaking of a ladies' man.
Because you're old and blind.
A man who is that?
Is that anyone that just said that?
He hears it for
I thought you were going to make boys. Ron Cataguy. Ron Cataguy said that.
So yeah. He is also the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con, the godfather of comic books, and the self-proclaimed comic master. He's freaky. He's deaky. He's definitely leaky. Please say hello to Dr. Leaks.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Alik is here as well. His name in the chat is Comics, Maui Comics, that is. Big shout out to Ron Katigai. So Ron Katigai is also in the chat. By the way, speaking of boys and girls, invite your friends and your neighbors like the NerdWatch Facebook page at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. And if you're watching us live, you can comment in the chat both on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. It's on Facebook or facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. On YouTube, we are at NerdWatch Nation, and then on the one and only Twitch, we are NerdWatch 808. Big shout out also to another man.
There's not another Twitch.
There's also another man in the chat, Dwayne Chiavicani, a good friend of the show. Is Ganon going to write that Superman story for real, or was he just messing around? I don't know. Actually,
I've written a few pages for it, DJ.
Wow! You're writing my favorite superhero.
Is it going to be like Superman, like Batman the Damned? It's going to be like Superman the Damned, and we're going to get to see Superman's junk?
If there's anyone in the world who should be the one to draw Superman's penis first, it's DJ Calvicon.
It's not a penis, though. It's like a, you know.
What does he do? Well,
you and DJ figured that out, what it looks like.
It's a ganglia. Yeah.
DJ has one question. What?
I think we're going to have, it's going to have to be like a Bible revolving around his junk, just because.
Hey, wait, didn't Superman and Lois Lane start tonight? People have been talking about it.
Apparently it did start tonight.
Yeah, Michael Cannon posted about it. Hey, G, I just want to remind you, you forgot to shout out a new cartoon when you mentioned Ron Cataguy,
The Great North.
The Great North.
Yeah, we talked about it last time he was on. It's with very cool guys, very cool animators, the guys who did Bob's Burgers, our good friend Ron Cataguy, who of course is who is part of that and drawing for it. The very talented Nick Offerman leads the voice cast in that show, and The Great North. You can watch that on Fox and currently on Hulu as well if you happen to have missed it. Anyway, I'm tell you what. This week, or this past week, has been quite exciting with all kinds of fun news, but before we get into the fun, it's time to check in with someone who is quite fun, or at least he thinks so. it's time to check in.
What is going on? What?
It's time to check in with Alika. He is he's the owner of the show
again. Is that the weakest intro I've ever heard for any?
Dude, that's like a super messed up intro. Comics are fun.
Wait, why don't you just ask Ron Cataguy to come on?
No. That wasn't a dig at comics. I think that was more. I didn't mean to. That wasn't even supposed to be a dig at you. That was just my introduction of you, not your comics, of course. Your comics are wonderful. Anyway, he is the owner proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles in the heart of Wailuku Town. Of course, you can check him out at Maui Comics on Instagram and at Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook as well. But every single week, it is every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. And this man knows all. Let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books. What?
Oh, oh God.
Let me turn that.
What?
Turn this down.
What are you talking about? All right, here we go. That's not the thing I wanted anyway.
I read a comic list last week. That stuff is also going to be coming in tomorrow. But you can just go watch that episode of the Nerd Watch. So we're getting the Amazing Spider-Man number 60. I don't think it's quite the new suit just yet. Black Cat, Black Cat number 3. Black Panther number 23. Buffy the Vampire Slayer Faith number 1. I don't even know who Faith is, but
she was on the show. Hang on a second. Isn't Faith
the... I didn't watch the show.
Wait a minute. Is it a crossover with Faith that fat chick comic book?
No, you should never say that again.
Greg, I know you feel like because you are one of them, you can make jokes disparaging them, but no, you still don't get to fat shame people. Sorry.
First of all, I can fat shame anyone I want, including myself, Gannon. How dare you? Okay, excuse me. Faith, the lady that is in the comic books.
Sometimes people hate in others what they hate in themselves, Greg.
And that's very true. And I hate that.
Oh, wow.
So it's not a Faith crossover with Buffy.
You hate the overweight lady in you?
Yes, I hate the overweight lady. I do.
Wow.
I hate it so much. Anyway.
Speaking of
Buffy, not a very advantageous time for a Buffy comic to come out considering all the crap that's going on with Joss Whedon right now. Holy moly. So, yeah.
What crap?
What do you mean, what crap?
There's nothing going on with Joss Whedon.
Oh, okay.
What have you heard? Because I haven't heard anything.
Wow.
The executives are basically throwing Joss Whedon under the bus.
From Charisma Carpenter.
Who threw him under the bus?
Well, there were accusations made again this week. Charisma Carpenter and David Boreanaz backing them up. And yeah, it's not a good week to be Joss.
All I'm saying is you've never seen Joss Whedon and Louis C.K. in the same room together.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, that's because Louis C.K. is constantly jerking off in front of people. Would you want to be in the same room with him?
Hey, watch your language.
Yes.
Say diddling himself. Okay? Stop it.
Yeah, because that's not weirder or grosser. Some, like, trying to turn it into a little kitty term doesn't make it any weirder.
All right, fair enough. All right, go ahead, Alika. What's going on?
He's playing with your
kitty. Tell me more about Joss Whedon.
No, don't.
Well, this comic title is unfortunate for what we were just discussing, but by the Horns, number 1 of 4.
Fair.
Hey, you, purchase these horns.
Captain Marvel, number 26.
Wait. Hold on. By the Horns, that's from Scout Comics, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's a good publisher, actually. I really dig what they do. I don't think
a lot of people are, same like Aftershock or Scout or any of the smaller publishers. A lot of the smaller publishers are doing a great job right now.
They got good titles, like for Forever Maps, which I actually read from Scout, just got picked up for a Netflix series or a movie or something like that. And that's a really good book. So there's good stuff there.
And Black Mask comics have also been really, like a lot of the smaller publishers have been kind of getting these mainstream, comics-wise mainstream hits. Like comic fans are really into them.
Now, Black Mask, did you say, or Black Mass with an S?
Black Mask.
A mask. Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to dress up for like Wesley Snipes for Halloween.
No. God, no. Crossover number 4.
Which is?
I need that.
It's that's the name of the book. That's the Image book with Donny Cates writing.
Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot, Greg.
Do we like him or do we hate him right now? I mean,
we love Donny Cates.
Do we love Donny Cates? Okay.
He's the bad boy of comics.
Hang on a second.
He's the bad boy of comics.
He's like
bad boy.
He's like
Bell
Biv. He's like Bell Biv and Avo.
Wow.
Crumb's World hardcover book.
Wow.
That's Robert Crumb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I Breathe the Body, number two. That's another, I think that's Aftershock.
I Breathe the Body?
I Breathe the Body.
It's a wacky book. I didn't dig it.
You didn't dig it? It had a lot of hope on the issue one.
Okay, wait a minute.
I mean, it could be just my personal taste. I didn't really get into it.
Is it Breed or Breathe?
Breathed.
Breathe.
Breathe.
I Breathe the Body.
I Breathe the Body is a totally different kind of book, Greg.
Okay. That's what I thought he said.
So this is kind of big. We're getting the Jim Lee's X-Men Artist Edition hardcover in tomorrow. So those are big full-size, 100% actual size original scans of the original art that went into creating the comics. And so, you know, when it's Jim Lee and Scott Williams, it's going to be like an absolute, like, just beautiful book of all the Jim Lee and Scott Williams highlights, you know?
He doesn't have any time to be doing stuff like that. He's too busy hiking up Yosemite lately. So
what happened?
Yeah, he's hiking up Yosemite with his wife. I didn't think he had time to be putting out a book. Go figure.
Oh, well, what do you got, a GPS on him or something?
It's a book of older art, so I don't think he had to do much, Greg.
So he's lazy. I got it. Okay, fair.
Well, I mean, he's running a company, too, but hey, we all need breaks, sir.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Maestro, War and Pax, number 205. Magnificent Ms. Marvel, number 18. The new previews is coming in.
I'll take one of them.
Finally.
Let's see. Marvel Voices Legacy, number one. We've got the Marvel Masterworks hardcover of Howard the Duck.
Okay,
so
well,
that's
do me a favor. Save one of those for Barry, because you know he's going to want one. All right, Professor Barry's going to want one of those.
He's definitely a strong proponent of the movie. Definitely. Yep.
I am too.
I mean, I thought I liked the movie as a kid, you know, because I had a good experience watching it. And then I rewatched it in college. And I was like, what the hell? And then I rewatched it with Barry and I was like, oh, okay, all right. I'm back on board.
I want to make something abundantly clear.
Yes.
Any movie that gives us Leah Thompson in her underwear is a good movie.
It's all right with me. I agree with you. Think about this. Can you imagine all the hits that you like, all the movies that you like, have one actor in common, and that's Jeffrey Jones. From Howard the Duck to Beetlejuice to Who's Harry Crumb to Ferris Bueller, this guy is everything.
Isn't he a pedophile, though?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
He is.
I mean, oh, okay.
That's why Greg is
he's a pedophile, sir.
All right.
I don't know if we should be extolling the virtues of Jeffrey Jones.
That's fair.
Thanks for stolen that role.
Sorry.
But while we're on a list of movies we're no longer allowed to enjoy, you might as well throw Mom and Dad Save the Universe. That one was a really good movie.
Mom and Dad Save the Universe with John Lovitz. That's right. And Terry Garr.
Terry Garr, man? She disappeared.
Yeah.
And, you know, while we're on track, movies, how about Stay Tuned? Another excellent flick.
Stay Tuned, another John good one. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Stay Tuned is so good. So good. Golly, man.
That's due for a remake. I feel like that could be remade in the age of streaming.
It should be, it really does need a remake.
Can I tell you what, though? If I had to choose between Stay Tuned and UHF, I'd pick UHF every time.
Shut your bitch ass mouth.
Wow.
Is it because Michael Richards is your favorite comedian ever?
No, it's because Weird Al Yankovic is so inventive in that movie UHF. It's very funny. So that's why I give him...
That movie really is a showcase for Weird Al. Yep. Like it's more of a showcase for Weird Al than it is a real movie.
Yep.
I'll give you that.
Yep.
It's basically one big show-off piece for him.
Yep. I agree.
Not
in a bad way, but that's exactly what that movie is.
Well, anyway, Alika, any other exciting comics?
Yeah, there's a lot more comics. You guys keep interrupting me.
All right, well, hurry the frick up.
Comics.
Monstrous, number 32.
How monstrous?
Nuclear Family, number one. I think that's another Scout comic.
Is that about Gannon's Privates?
What?
Monstrous.
Savage Dragon, number 257.
Hold one of those.
Breaking yet.
Hold one of those for Todd.
Scumbag number five.
Hold one of those for Todd as well, Scumbag. Hold one of those
Savage
for Todd.
Dragon.
Something
is speaking for Todd. 15.
Everybody stop talking so I can hear Alika.
Go ahead.
I know, yeah.
Go ahead.
Something is killing the children, number 15.
Okay, is that, wait a minute. Is that, what? We keep talking about that something is killing the children. Is that an ongoing or is it coming to an end soon?
I mean, there's no limit listed for the title, so it's been ongoing.
I thought you meant in the scope of the show, of the book, like, never mind.
No, that's not what I meant, you dummy.
Spawn, issue 315, record-setting Spawn. Stray Dogs, number one. Not really sure what that's about.
What the hell is
it's
that?
It's literally about Stray Dogs. I looked it up online.
Really?
It looks goofy.
Nice. Why? Hey, man, We Three is one of the greatest...
yeah, but it's not like that.
Animal graphic novels ever, so why not? And Evan Dorkin's Beasts of Burden. There's a lot of good books about house pets, man.
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying this one in particular didn't grab me.
All right, well, grab yourself then.
What do you think I'm doing right now? You only see one hand.
Two Moons.
If you don't like this, I'm never going to cook for you.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa! Whoa!
Everybody, my lovely wife. Yeah. That's how she talks.
She sounds wonderful. Boy, I'm glad you snatched her up so quick.
Look at that!
Look at that! Oh my gosh!
Skin baked salmon with topped heavy cream and spinach.
Well, listen, if you divorce him, I'm single, so just let you know.
He doesn't clean. Even a kid said is a life changer.
All right. I'll take Benji in the deal. But you get to keep the other one, Alika.
Greg, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
I just want to be real with you.
Yeah, yeah.
If Alika ever loses her, you don't stand a shot in hell.
Why do you have to ruin my dream, you bastard? By the way, what did your lovely wife make you for dinner? Just because I'm curious.
It's creamy salmon with crispy skin and potatoes.
Look at that. All right.
All right.
All right, what else is going on?
Two Moons, number one. That's an Image book. Usagi Yojimbo, Wanderer's Road, number 4 of 6. That's the Peach Momoko Usagi book, which has been fun and good.
Do we have any
She draws the interiors too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the Peach Momoko series, Wanderer's Road.
Do we have an update?
He's on fire, man.
Yeah.
I mean, do we have an update on whether or not when that cartoon series is coming?
Usagi?
Neither have I. I haven't heard anything.
And then the last book on the list, X-Men number 18, which is the ongoing Hickman stuff.
Dwayne Hickman.
Nice.
What a talent.
Jonathan Hickman.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Best thing coming out of Marvel right now.
If you are looking for comics, if you're looking for an opportunity to spend some time in adventures, both sci-fi and otherwise,
curious about that Denny's comic.
Maui Comics and Collectibles has got the book for you. All right. Check them out at Maui Comics on Instagram. You can also check them out at Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook. Of course, you can check out the store. Are there things going on in the store? What's the deal with that, by the way? Do we know?
I mean, we still don't have any employees working there right now, but the Request Music guys, mm-hmm. I'm there every other Wednesday. I'm going to be there tomorrow sorting comics and doing the shipment.
Me and Tyler,
most of the time.
Yeah, you kind of throw out there.
Most of the time, nobody's working at the comic store, but the Request Music guys will do cash sales for us. So that's a really nice thing they do for us.
Well, listen, there's one more question before we move off of comics. It is almost March. Do we have an update on whether or not there's going to be a Maui Comic Con this year yet?
Not right now. I mean, it's so hard to say at this point. You know, nobody knows. You know, we're still in a world of uncertainty. I'm glad the vaccine's picking up. That's a good hopeful marker.
Well, you know, that
might be lupus.
It could get us back to normal. Maui Comic Con, I'm sure, was definitely missed last year. So, You know, if there is any movement, Alika, please feel free to advise us and advise the rest of the people that enjoy right. listening to the show.
Well, stop digging for the exclusive. You know, I'm going straight to.
I feel like when Alika decides my Comic-Con's going to happen for real, he's going to keep him to himself until the day before.
Yeah.
All
right.
That
well,
conniving son of a.
He's gonna announce the comic. He's gonna announce the next Maui Comic Con the way Eminem releases a new record. Like he just does it.
Yeah, he does.
And they're like, "Oh my god, it happened!"
All right. Well, listen, gentlemen. Yeah,
so keep your eyes open for those M&Ms.
Moving on from comic books to something that is comic book related. This past Friday, we got an all new episode of WandaVision. Now, I'm going to start with you, Gannon, because you look so smart tonight. What was your...
How weird that it just takes glasses to do that.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird, isn't it? What was your...
I've been doing a lot of
crazy.
Yeah. See,
whoa!
Take them off again real quick. Yeah, you look stupid.
Whoa, who
so much
are
smarter.
You?
Look at that. So much
oh
smarter.
Oh my god, look,
oh
man.
Oh my gosh. Now, before we get it, is it if you're a punk rock superstar, can you still be punk if you wear glasses? Or is it punk not to wear glasses?
There's a lot of punk rockers that wear glasses. The lead singer of the Subhumans, that dude wears glasses on stage.
Doesn't the son the Descendants mascot wear glasses as well?
Milo, the lead singer, does, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fair.
You talk about the cartoon caricature that's supposed to be him. Also,
yeah,
yes,
that's what I was
Milo
talking about.
Milo does also wear glasses on stage.
Ah, okay, so you can be punk. All right, that's fair.
I love that you went for like the most obvious to pick, and I went for the most obscure.
Yeah, that's what I do. Who doesn't like the Descendants? They're great. You do.
Yeah. So that Eminem album.
I've seen him twice.
All right, there you go. See. Anyway,
here in Hawaii.
Well, listen, since we're never going to get a concert ever again in the islands.
Says you.
Eventually.
I'm glad we have television to occupy our time. So what did you think of WandaVision?
Oh, yeah, man.
WandaVision this week. What did you think?
I mean, I thought it was fine. I don't know why everybody's calling Agatha Harkness a twist. It was really more of a reveal. We kind of already knew at some point that was going to get that we're going to figure that out. I don't know why people are calling it a twist, to be completely honest. Like, we've been talking about it for so long since the beginning of the show that it was really just we finally see it play out. It wasn't really a twist, but I mean, I dug it. I'm hoping there's more to it than just that. I mean, there's two more episodes to go, but if that's where the final puzzle piece is revealed and the rest is just action sequences to get to the end, and I'm a little let down, but I mean, me and Foreman have been talking about it. I'm hoping there's a little bit more to it than just her.
Sure.
Lasers. Sure. Last couple episodes is nothing but lasers.
So with that in mind, Alika, you're still eating your salmon skin. Format. Go ahead.
Don't be jealous, man.
It sounds like code for something.
Yeah, it does. It kind of does.
I went to go visit the league and I caught him eating a salmon skin. It was broken.
It's disgusting. All right, Format. What did you think of WandaVision this last episode?
It was the most amazing episode of all time. I can't believe they pulled these off. Those sons of bitches, they pulled it off. they really, oh man, they set it up for a loop, and they loop-de-looped.
Wow.
That's how good they did it.
Wow. Well,
so good.
All right.
People will be talking about this episode for years.
Well, do me a favor. Can you do me a favor and give me your real review?
I thought it was all right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like, it was cool. Like Gannon said, I mean, yeah, no one, this is the episode that confirmed Agnes as being Agatha Harkness, but we all kind of assumed that was the case since the first episode. So it was like them letting us in on something that we already knew, you know what I mean?
It didn't feel like the reveal they probably meant it to.
You know that thing you know? It's true.
And we, like, we didn't hide this at all, but here it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, well, we didn't throw it in your face, but hey, now we're gonna throw it in your face.
Wait a minute. Isn't Angus Harkness the character that Winona Ryder played in Bram Stoker's Dracula that marries Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Okay.
You're that's an exactly
idiot.
Her.
Got it.
You're
that's
an idiot.
Why she's lived so long.
Okay.
Because
got
she's
it.
Really a vampire.
She's a vampire. I knew it. I knew it. I called it. I called it.
No.
You know what I thought was kind of fun though is that the entire internet became Catherine Hahn fans off of that episode as if she hasn't been great until just then.
I know, right?
Like, I she's been know. In so great. Much stuff. She's always great in everything she's in. Granted, not, a lot of them don't become a big deal like WandaVision has. But and she's been in the show all the way through. But just this episode in particular made everybody be like, oh, my God, Catherine Hahn's amazing. That, it's like, she's that, always been amazing.
That Munster-style intro for her was so good. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. We were trying to generate our own memes off of that. Like, Agatha's responsible for everything.
Mm.
Like Agatha for the theatrical Justice League cut, everything.
It's funny though because you know that actress has also been in a kind of sort of twist reveal with another Marvel character in the Spider-Verse. What's it called? The Miles Morales Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
she was the Doc Ock.
Oh, she played Doc Ock in that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Who also had hexagon glasses?
Oh, wow.
I know hexagons were a big deal for Kai last week, so I thought.
Shut up, man.
I actually watched a YouTube video where this guy spent 30 minutes saying that he's almost sure that he's Doc Ock from the Spider-Verse in the Wandaverse. And I'm like, that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Just because it's the same voice actor and there's hexagons involved. That was all of the proof he needed that she was actually Doc Ock in the MCU now. I thought I was like, that's so ridiculous.
I like it. I like it. Wow. I'm gonna roll with it.
All right, Salmon Skin. All right, Salmon Skin, what did you think?
Hey, Salmon Skin.
That's I don't appreciate those kind of slurs.
I didn't know it was a slur. All right, sir.
Neither did I.
Well, now
you do.
Now I do. All right, that's fair.
I'm same as it's every week is the same. I love it. They're doing it right. It's Marvel. They can't mess anything up. So
yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can. Let's be honest.
They sold. Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
They're not supposed to touch.
I have not seen anything that's been unsalvageable. They might. It's entertainment, so not everyone's going to like it, but.
True.
Of course.
That's very true.
It's Marvel. It's Marvel, so I'm going to like it.
So,
no
are
what.
We. Are, do we know if next week or this Friday's episode is the final episode?
No, we have two more episodes.
We do.
Okay. There's a rumor of a secret third one.
Oh,
or additional one, but okay. There's nothing to back it up. Just somebody's been saying that online.
Okay, got it. Something to look forward to, I guess. Now, with WandaVision wrapping up, that means we're making way for, of course, the Winter Soldier, right? So that's coming up next month as well.
It's a little racist that you forgot to bring up Falcon because he's the Falcon of and the Winter Soldier. He's like literally the first character in the title.
I thought it was Hawkman. I thought it was Hawkman.
You completely ignored mentioning him, and I think it's because of the color of his skin. Right?
I think it's Hawkman and the Winter Soldier coming to Disney Plus, along with, by the way, along with hopefully, what I'm hoping is that. Once again, Disney does finally realize that the longer they wait on Black Widow, the weaker that movie becomes, and no one's going to want to watch it. So
I think that's overstating it. I think people are going to want to see it no matter how far flung it gets from its release date. I mean, it's a Marvel thing, dude. People are going to freak out and go out in droves no matter what it is.
All right. If you think so.
Is it going to be Endgame big? Of course not. If anything, it's going to be more like an Ant-Man, middle of the road kind of a movie for, but it's not going to fail the longer they hold on to it.
All right. I think WandaVision is pretty much sealing Black Widow's fate, in my opinion, because WandaVision is so good. So, but anyway,
the other thing of it is though, like the further this year goes along before we can really get films back into theaters, we got Spider-Man coming up at the end of the year. They're going to have other Marvel things coming up that they're going to want to get released. So, yeah. I mean, how far do they want to keep pushing? Because you don't want to stack these Marvel movies too close together. Yeah. Like right now, Disney doesn't have another Star Wars or another live action thing to butt heads with any of the Marvel stuff this year. But you don't want to put them too close together and then hurt each other at the box office. And at the same time, maybe hurt whatever's going to be on Disney Plus at the same time. So I don't know. They really should just throw it on Disney Plus and be done with it. But yep, you know,
they should.
We'll see.
What's interesting is that. Why am I hearing myself again? Thank you. Anyway, what's interesting is that here in the islands, and this is probably across the country, is that we have theaters not opening until apparently May. So I mean, I don't think they're gonna make it that far. That's my thing. I don't know if they're gonna make it that far. You know, without
maybe the theater business in general, like they're just gonna shut down permanently.
Financially cratering. I mean, there's nothing that's coming out now that's gonna send, number one, people in droves to the theater. Number two, still people are worried about the pandemic, and there's not going to be many people going. So I don't know how it's going to happen.
Are they that worried, though, Greg? I mean, we've got tourism almost at full force right now in Hawaii, and all you're seeing right now is tons of pictures and videos of clusters of people hanging out with no masks on. I think people are ready to say screw it and just go do their mass drove stuff.
No. I think you're misunderstanding me. What I'm talking about is that because of the pandemic, the government is going to be saying that we're going to have to take these precautions. We're going to have to.
You're talking mandate wise. I thought you were talking about audience wise.
Guys, at this point, I'm with you, Gannon. I think guys at this point are kind of done with this crap. But all I'm saying is that mandate wise,
but a lot of people are just ready to just throw in the towel and say, "Hey, if I get sick, I get sick," which is an absolute stupid way to go about anything. But hey, what are you going to do?
Well, listen, I live by the seat of my pants. That's how I live. Anyway,
you definitely look like the kind of guy that lives by the seat of his pants, Greg.
Hey, first of all, how dare you? Secondly,
you look like the kind of guy that has YOLO tattooed above his ass.
Right above my ass, Greg, for sure. Anyway, speaking of exciting news, we got something from Warner Brothers that was unexpected. On Thursday, they dropped the all-new Mortal Kombat Red Band trailer all over the internet. I don't know if you've heard about the internet, but it's this thing that transfers information between people through like this. Anyway, listen, Mortal Kombat Red
Band. Are you going to explain to me how the internet works?
It's where I put all my foot video.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, Mortal Kombat. I'm going to go with gamer. I'm going to go with a gamer first. Kai, since I didn't go to you, what did you think of the Red Band trailer for Mortal Kombat?
Wow, you go straight to Kai, not the gaming guru who's been on the cast.
First, you know why? Because the reason
Kai knows his stuff.
Kai knows his stuff. He plays League of Legends, and everybody knows gamers play League of Legends.
He's a producer, not a cast member, my understanding.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
He's not wrong. But yeah, I would say go format for this one because he's more in tune with that level.
All right. Oh, that's right. You're a League of Legends guy. Okay, what did you think? Did you like it?
No. Oh, I loved it. I'm definitely gonna be hyped for this when it comes out.
For sure. All right. Well, format being our gaming guru, a Mortal Kombat trailer.
I'm trying to heal AV. What? What's going on?
What did you think of the Mortal Kombat Red Band trailer? Do you think there's hope there for something that we can enjoy?
It's Red Band trailer, so anything less than what they showed us would have been really disappointing for a Mortal Kombat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if they released, like, a regular run-of-the-mill trailer, that would have been super disappointing. It had to be a Red Band trailer.
Now, yeah. I didn't... I didn't glean a lot of, or maybe it was just confusing. I didn't get a lot of story, per se. Did you?
You didn't? Yeah, I got a lot of the story.
I was gonna say, dude, it's very story heavy.
We're getting like everybody's origins again.
We're getting a new character who's not been part of the universe before.
Right? He's part of the MMAs.
Right.
I believe his name is Cole.
Cole Young or something, or I don't know, something like that, I think. Got it?
Something, yeah. So Kano may be good. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
You're not entirely sure what side he's on. Like, I mean, the character of Kano's always been, playing both sides to his advantage, but in this, it seems like he's kind of on the good guy's side.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he's doing a 1v1 with Sonya.
What did you think of the VFX?
I want to know where's Johnny.
That's true. What do you think of the visual effects?
I thought it was good. Considering, you know, the level of visual effects that we have nowadays. Like, I thought it was good.
Right.
I like the fact that Scorpion Spear is a spear and it doesn't like come out of his hand. That's nice.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's not like
it's not some weird serpent.
It's not biogenetically engineered into his anatomy. Right?
Which was the thing back then, you know. They went and made Spider-Man's webbing all organic and all cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. That's why Andrew Garfield is one of my favorite Spider-Men.
But it was good. I mean, it's about what I would expect. I did enjoy seeing Jax's arms go poof yet again.
That was cool. I will say that was probably the coolest part of the trailer for me. Seeing Jax's arms get ripped off was pretty sweet. I got to admit, that was really cool.
But I mean, in the game, originally, like, Ermac's the one that does it. So yeah. seeing Sub-Zero do it, it's like, oh, man. There's going to be a point in time where Jax's arms gets ripped off by each one of the ninjas.
What I find interesting about this whole thing is that, number one, I think a lot of the reason why this got made was because of the Machinima series that seemed to get a lot of good press, number one. Number two,
it was a great series.
Yeah, it was a great series. Number two, I find it fascinating that you're going to have to make... And I'm going to go to you Gannon, to give us your review of it, and then maybe you can answer this question. Mm-hmm. There's a point at which Mortal Kombat, when it comes to the fatalities and the violence, it's almost comical.
I don't know if I'd say comical,
but I don't mean it as in the sense. I don't mean it in that sense. I mean, when I say comical, I mean as in the Shakespearean sense, where it's not. It's not corny, but it's so over the top that it's hilarious.
I would say, I don't know if I'd say hilarious either, but it's definitely over the top for entertainment's sake.
Right. I mean, it's
nothing seems funny about it.
Right. It's like Vin Diesel jumping from a car at 90 miles an hour to catch Paul Walker.
It's just thrilling gore is what the Mortal Kombat series is. I mean, there are fatalities there's dark humor to it.
Right.
In some of them. But then there's some of that are just so grisly and mean spirited
I'd have to say like dark humor has definitely become a calling card for the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, is it going to? I mean, my curiosity as a fan is if they're going to feed into the very dark humor or if they're going to feed into the gore aspect of it. I mean, there's kind of a fine line.
I know that Format thought like maybe for a Red Band trailer it seemed a little like it held back.
Yeah, it did. Felt like that too.
But
I agree.
I also kind of feel like you want to do that because you want to surprise people with how far it might go in the movie.
Good point.
If that's true. Show them up front too much, it's not going to be a surprise or a shock for them in the movie. So if you show them a few things here and there that kind of tease at where they're headed, to the flip, you save the impact of those things now in the actual movie.
You're like, you know what I mean? Like they hinted at it so they wouldn't show their hand, but now you're like, oh, maybe they didn't go far enough now.
It's a double-edged sword. We'll see when the movie comes out, because if the movie really doesn't go that far, then it's at their detriment.
Right.
But I have a sneaking suspicion, because some of the folks that have worked on the movie have said that they really do go for it for a lot of the gore and the violence in it. So my thinking is, like, they're not going to give you too much, because they want that stuff to have impact by the time you see the movie. You give away too much, and we know this, because we watch a trailer that gives away all the best action and the best special effects. By the time you actually see the movie, you've already been kind of inured to it already. It doesn't have the same impact when you see. It's just like it becomes a checklist of stuff for you to see in the movie later.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
The director, the first-time director, I believe his name is Simon McQuaid, or McQuaid, I believe. It always worries
me. That whole thing up.
It always worries me when you have a first-time director on a franchise that is as potent as Mortal Kombat, or say,
You do know it's produced by James Wan, though, right?
Oh, I do. I understand. This
project was kind of his baby while he went to go do something else. So he was kind of the guiding hand as to what kind of a movie this was going to be.
Yeah. What? Yep. Not only Fast and the Furious is James Wan, but also the Saw is James Wan as well. And the James Wan of The Conjuring. The
Conjuring James Bond.
Yeah.
I just said James Bond.
Wan.
James Bond?
James
Bond. Oh, man. James Bond is
James Bond, the director of The Conjuring 1 and 2.
Now, Alika, I know you're probably going to be upset about the fact that this Mortal Kombat looks too good on screen and not like the pixelated first edition of Mortal Kombat that you love to play. Did you have any impressions of the Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yeah, I loved it. It looks incredible. My kids play the Mortal Kombat video game, the new one or whatever, and
11.
So it's super bloody and violent. So this is a red band trailer, and you know my kids watched it. They were watching it with me, and I don't know what it is about the hyper, you know, gory violence and blood that makes it so cartoonish that it's not. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the commercial, at the end of the trailer, they go through like a bunch of fatalities, but I think it just looks incredible. Everything about it, the Sub-Zero thing, the Scorpion stuff, and the dragon, the Liu Kang, you know, when he gets the dragon out of the ground. Like, they find a way to make video game things look cool in reality, you know, where, like, Format brought up how the spear was like a living thing that came out of his wrist before. It was so weird and not right and awkward, but
it looked like an alien.
In this version,
like an alien came out of his hand.
In the new version, like, they figured out how to make those video game things translate to reality and look as cool as you thought they might. You know, like that dragon coming out of the fire, out of the ground, you're like, there's no way they could make that look cool in reality, but it looked amazing, you know? So the whole trailer was great to me. And Goro, you know, Goro almost, I mean, I'm sure right? there's a
Goro
lot
of Goro actually looks good. Like, he doesn't
yeah, look
like
he does.
That top-heavy
No, you're right, he does. No, movie. he does. He looks really good. Yeah,
I thought everybody looked incredible. There wasn't any problems I had with the trailer at all.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that I find it fascinating that Mortal Kombat is something that we're still
not
kind
a good
of
in, game.
Well, Mortal Kombat 11 has actually become a very good game before, you know, when it first came out, not that great, but now it's improved a lot. It's really good. But it's interesting to me that Mortal Kombat has this staying power when it comes to pop culture. Soundtrack. So, you know, yeah, me too. That's a good thing too, because,
well,
you know,
also not in a nostalgic way necessarily. It kind of grew with the times. It's not something that just comes back because it's something we love from the past.
Right. Like,
it's,
that's what I mean.
The new games are almost so different from the original games. They're their own thing.
Right.
Like the style of them, like you actually see a lot of the style of the newer games in this new trailer, which is not a surprise, but it's still very much squared away in the old movie, in the old game stories, huh? At least somewhat from what you can tell in the trailer. But going back to Liga's point, I think it's just a matter of special effects caught up to realizing a video game in a realistic way.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Back in the 90s, like the effects of the 90s could only carry you so far.
Or to be fair, even in the 2000s. I mean, Uwe Boll kind of.
Okay, Uwe Boll is a terrible example. He's not trying to make a good movie. That's a terrible person to pull into this discussion. He's not even trying. He's not a Steven Spielberg kind of a person. He's not trying to make a great movie. He's not under any delusion that the movie he's making is going to be great.
Right.
Right.
Anyway. Why am I hearing myself again? What?
Because you love the sound of your own voice.
Somebody's got the volume on. Stop it. Turn it off. Anyway.
Shut your mouth.
Move it. Mortal Kombat to me looks really good. I'm very excited for it. It looks super cool. I hope it's good. April 16th, I believe, is the release date, and we're gonna get a lot of the characters from Mortal Kombat. And I hope that they do this right.
No Johnny Cage though.
Yeah,
no Johnny Cage.
I bet you that's a secret. I bet you he's gonna be in it.
100%. At least not in the trailer.
Yeah, I bet you.
Some folks kind of theorize that the Cole character replaces Johnny Cage. That the role that Johnny Cage might have normally played in the story is actually this Cole guy.
Wow.
Because it's probably for today's audience. It probably connects more to have it be an MMA guy than an actor who gets swallowed up into the tournament type of thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, before we move on,
maybe we don't even get all the characters in the trailer. Maybe he's actually in the movie. We just haven't seen him yet.
Well, before we move on to any other news, it is time for another update. The update of Alika's Pokemon Happy Meal obsession. Alika, any new cards? Anything with your Pokemon Happy Meal obsession for McDonald's?
I got them all already. I quit. I retired.
Oh, did you?
They said I got to catch them all, and then I caught them all.
Fair enough.
It's kind of anticlimactic.
Oh.
Now what, Pokemon?
Let me ask you this. How many more Happy Meals did you have to purchase in order to complete your set?
I didn't. I found out my cousin's a bigger freak than I am, and he has two complete foil sets of the foils,
wow.
All 25.
Wow!
So he was definitely binging on the Happy Meals.
Unbelievable.
He's spending a lot.
Since we started a Pokemon discussion, I have one question.
Yes.
Why are they always trying to catch Jamal? What did he do?
Gotta catch your ball.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. All right. So now,
that's what I want to know.
You do it.
So now, with that,
you gotta do it.
With that in mind, does that mean that the what is the current rate and prices like right now?
To be honest, I haven't been following that. I'll be honest. I just had fun collecting them. I'm a collector by nature, so they definitely suckered me into buying a bunch of Happy Meals. I'll probably look into it afterwards, like how much it's all worth. My cousin is going a step further. There's like inserts in each of the, you know, sets, like sticker packs and different kinds of things,
right?
And card frames. And so he's got like everything that came in all the Happy Meals. So, but I just wanted the 25 card set, so I got that. I got my foil Pikachu, so I'm good.
Fantastic. Ooh. Unbelievable. Well, that's good. I just wanted to get an update on that. Now, Moving on to some more interesting news as far as that goes. Mortal Kombat was probably the biggest news of the week. The one and only Ganon brought something to our attention today that I found interesting is that we have a director for another DC comic book movie potentially in the works. Yes, his name is Angel Manuel Soto, and he is going to be working on the Blue Beetle movie.
Manuel?
Manuel. Angel Manuel. So, do you... I think the world is ready for a Blue Beetle movie, considering that we always get Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman. I think it's about time.
What's kind of cool with this one too is that the newer Blue Beetle, the one that I think most people know now, was introduced in I think the early 2000s, and he became such a popular character that I think the original Blue Beetle has kind of gone by the wayside. Like mostly guys like my age or older really hang on to the original Blue Beetle, but the newer one is actually an interesting character. It would make for a fun movie because in the DC Comics he was almost in a way like DC Comics version of Spider-Man, kind of. Not really, but sort of.
Right.
He's a teenager that happens upon some kind of powers, and, you know, with great power comes responsibility and all that stuff. But it was a good book, and I really dug that book, and I really dug that character. So I really hope DC has a tendency to announce a lot of movies that never, ever get made.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I'm hoping this one sticks, because... thank God Flashpoint is actually happening. We should actually bring that up, too. Who they cast for that movie just recently.
Which is?
Sarah Kaylees.
Oh. Latina.
She's going to be Supergirl.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, I guess you didn't see this.
I did not. No, I did. Sarah Kaylees. Yes, I did see this. Excuse me, I did.
Yeah, so she's going to be Supergirl in Flashpoint. So Lord knows if she's going to be the Supergirl that Zack Snyder hinted at in Man of Steel, or since Flashpoint will probably be dealing with multiverse, time jump type stuff, maybe she's from another universe, who knows?
Right.
They're finally making it. The producer on Flashpoint actually posted a picture on social media outside of the stage, one of the studio stages they were just getting started on. So they're shooting it. They're going to be shooting it very, very soon.
Exciting.
So finally going across the finish line. This is going to be the one that's got Affleck coming back to be Batman again, Keaton coming back to play Batman again. I'm almost 100% sure Cavill will be around for Superman.
Sure.
Probably Gal Gadot in there. Hopefully Jason Momoa. Because if they're following the books at all,
Green Lantern.
Themyscira and the Amazon and the Atlanteans go to war. So if they follow the book, that'll happen, which will be kind of fun to see.
Well, like I said, that means that we didn't get the. Why do I keep hearing myself? What is going on? Is that Kai?
No, I don't know.
It's Kai.
I just want to point out you're the only one that can hear yourself. So why don't you just move past it and keep doing the show?
I can't. It's hard because you hear yourself in your head, and you can hear them in the recording.
Who cares?
Because it makes for terrible pod. Anyway,
hey, I think that's Ganon. I don't know why you're blaming me.
Yeah, maybe it is Ganon. Anyway, I will unmute and mute his mic when I ask him a question. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, I find it interesting that Flashpoint is happening. I'm very excited about it. I'm super excited that DC is getting some fantastic new cinematic fare. I mean, we got Black Adam on the way. I mean, everybody sees a lot of people are watching The Rock's, his social medias talking about him training for Black Adam, getting ready to shoot that as well. But on the downside, and probably once again, we talked about Joss Whedon earlier, Warner Brothers executive, who has yet to be named, an anonymous executive, said Joss Whedon's Justice League was stupefying and a piece of garbage. That wasn't his exact words, but still, I find that interesting that came out this week. It seems to be crap on Joss Whedon last week. What say you, Ganon?
I don't think it's technically a Joss Whedon thing. He's just the one stuck with the ball.
Yeah.
It's really more of a Warner Brothers thing, because all Joss Whedon really did, if you really want to get into the nitty gritty of it all, he just did what was asked of him. They asked him to make a movie that hewed closer to something like a Marvel movie, make it lighter, fluffier, shorter movie, cut out all the stuff that Zack Snyder was trying to do. I actually read that Vanity Fair article, and it was actually kind of heartbreaking to read from Zack Snyder's point of view. Just in the sense, I mean, you know, everybody can say what they want about Zack Snyder, but he was mentioning that his wife and Christopher Nolan went to go watch it, because I guess Christopher Nolan's still an executive producer on it.
Yeah.
And they both watched it, and they both went to him afterwards and told him, you can't watch this. That's how much they've taken this thing away from you and made it something else, that you should never watch this. So he said before that he hasn't seen it, but he never said why. You just kind of assume maybe because it was taken away from him, he just had no interest in it. But it was literally two people that were associated with making the movie that were tight with him, his wife, for God's sake. And they both came to him and said, don't do it. It's going to break your heart. It's not at all what you're trying to do. It's not even close to what you're trying to go for. Don't do it. And what the Vanity Fair thing revealed is that he's making no money fixing this.
Yeah.
But what he got, whether anybody thinks it's cool or not, everybody, there's two sides of the coin. I'm stuck in the middle of it. You know, it's people hate Zack Snyder, people love Zack Snyder, whatever. But what he got for giving up a payday for fixing the movie was complete total creative control. So this definitely, for better or worse, however this thing turns out, whether it's good or not, it's going to be 100% what he wants to have out there as this movie. So, you know, for me, just speaking in the sense of supporting a
creator, an artist,
like something creative.
Yeah.
Again, whether you like it or not, this is kind of an unheard of situation in Hollywood. Usually movies, you know, George Lucas is the one that made the statement, movies aren't finished, they're abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very few directors, there's probably a lot of directors that don't ever get to actually finish the movie the way they want to, because they're stuck with release dates. They're stuck with marketing. Correct. They're stuck with so many different factors to a movie. Maybe like Martin Scorsese gets to do exactly what he wants, but there's probably still a lot of compromise there for him too.
Right.
But this is a very rare case where this movie exists because it started off with fans just being curious, what was this thing supposed to be?
Right.
And he, the smart thing he did on his case is that he planted the seeds for it. And, the positive thing is that, people raise money to support suicide charities. You know, talk about all the toxic fandom stuff that you want.
Sure.
There are positive things that came out of this. Yeah. And I don't think it's fair to smash it. But again, if you don't like Zack Snyder, fine. Don't watch the movie. That's really the simplest thing. Complaining about it on the internet, it doesn't matter. It exists now. So complaining about it, saying it's going to be garbage, that's not getting anybody anywhere. Stop telling people not to watch it because you think it sucks. It's a stupid thing to do. But if you're just, for me, I'm just curious what this thing was supposed to be. And this is more just coming as a fan of DC Comics. I could care one way or the other about Zack Snyder, honestly. But I will say this. Nobody on that set talked about him being abusive. And I think that says a lot. You might not like the movies, but the guy that used to be our champion for being, forward thinking feminist
scummy guy.
Artist turns out to be scum of the earth, but just on himself. Yet the guy that everybody thinks makes trash scummy movies, nobody ever said anything terrible about him. They all liked that guy.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of says a lot. And I think people latch onto the wrong things. If you don't like Zack Snyder's movie, then don't watch him. Period.
Fair enough. I completely agree with you, Gannon.
But, how are you gonna know you hate him unless you watch him?
It's a fair point.
It's real simple. If you're crossing your arms like ready to hate something, then just don't watch it, because anybody's gonna do is just pinpoint all the things that they kind of already said.
What if I didn't cross my arms prior to watching, but then?
You do realize that I'm talking about people that, here's the thing, I already know for a fact that there's going to be a lot of people that watch this movie that are prepared to hate it just because they don't like Zack Snyder or they don't like DC or whatever the hell they don't. this movie could come out, turn out pretty good. We don't know, but this movie could turn out be pretty good or at least decent, but people will still say all the same stuff they've been saying before or just double down on all the things they were saying before it came out. So the movie's got a losing battle ahead of it, no matter what happens. The people that hate it are going to hate it when it comes out. The people that were wanting this are going to like it either way. But, you know, I think the toxic fandom thing, nobody seems to ever want to embrace that both sides are toxic. Everybody says, oh, you're toxic, but the other guys are just as toxic about it. It's absolutely stupid.
Speaking of toxic, can I petition for Gannon, Alika, and Todd to watch it together? Just to, and record it. So I
watch. Well, here's the thing, Greg.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about me. I watch all my movies naked.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember, but I actually cheered during the last Hellboy movie.
That's right, you did. I actually enjoyed the last Hellboy movie for all the things that were wrong with it. I still enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
I did too.
You know what'll make Justice League the Zack Snyder cut great? No matter what happens in that movie.
Hellboy.
Throw in a 5-minute scene of Lobster Johnson that's got nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
It would kill. It would absolutely freaking slay.
That's what I'm saying.
That is no, you know what, Gannon, you do have a point, because the only two giddy schoolgirls that were sitting next to me in the theater watching Hellboy that got excited were Alika and Todd.
That's what I'm saying. You put Lobster Johnson in Justice League for 5 minutes, it has nothing to do with anything else in the story. Automatically, Todd and Alika are going to love that movie.
I think Thomas Hayden Church as Lobster Johnson is like one of the top 10 cinematic movie moments in history.
I'm teasing it, but you know what? He was a lot of fun in that movie, and that is one of the few things I liked about that movie.
Yeah, it's true.
And let's also say that dude was amazing as Sandman, even though Spider-Man 3 sucked.
It's true.
So he's got a good track record in bad superhero movies.
Very true. Very, very true. Well, listen, gentlemen.
By the way, with the new Spider-Man movie coming out,
yeah,
I hope he shows up in that as Sandman, because Sandman doesn't die in the Tobey Maguire movies. So if all of this stuff is going to bleed into each other, I hope he shows up.
You have a champion there, Gannon. DJ Cavicani says he totally agrees with Gannon when it comes to the fandom.
About what?
About what you said about the fandom, both sides being toxic, and let everybody watch it if they want to watch it. That's what he meant. So good for you.
Well, that's the thing. It's funny. Both sides are toxic, but then they don't realize they're being toxic about the other side.
That's correct.
It's so funny to watch, because I'm just like, well, you're being just as toxic. How come you can't say that somebody's being toxic while telling them that they're wrong? Like, because that's toxic. Like, the whole thing just it's the snake eating itself.
Yeah. Agreed. Now, speaking of entertainment, very little entertainment this week, but there was a big event going on. But before I get to that, Gannon, you are our master of hard media tonight. I need to find out what's coming out on Blu-ray tonight. Secondly, format, big event, and Kai, big event, moving into some gaming news.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. This past week was BlizzCon 2021.
Wait, there's a convention still?
Well,
virtual convention.
BlizzCon line.
So there was no convention. It's just a bunch of people put videos online.
Yeah, BlizzCon 2021. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so format. And before I go to Kai, I want to go to you first, because you are the one that is most attuned to, because you have a very long relationship with Blizzard. A very short relationship with Activision Blizzard, what did you think of BlizzCon 2021? Did you have any comments? Anything exciting come out? Any exciting news come out of BlizzCon 2021 this year?
They did it. They did it again, guys.
How did they pull it off? How did they do it?
Who would have thought these guys would have pulled off what they pulled off, the way they pulled it off?
What is
so
that?
So good. So good. Amazing what they did.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I never thought it would happen. And here in our, what is it, year 2021, they made it happen.
All right. And what was that?
And it was amazing.
All right. Can you tell us what it is, please?
So good. Oh, man.
All right, enough. What was it? Jeez.
Diablo 2, baby.
Diablo 2. Good Lord. Yeah, why?
Finally.
Finally, they decided.
Just what we always wanted.
To read.
And sort of only.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Cheese and
I feel like I want to swear Diablo right now.
Two. Don't swear. Woo. Anyway. Diablo 2, of course, Blizzard, Activision Blizzard, is re-releasing Diablo 2 in a remastered format. So that, out of everything out of BlizzCon, I think that was the most exciting thing that came out of it. There was also a cinematic trailer for Diablo 4, which did not float my boat. As a fan of Diablo, I was not excited. Formatter Kai, what do you guys think?
It was all right. It wasn't like I said, like I was more excited about the Diablo 2 news than the Diablo 4 news.
Yeah, that's exactly that's what I thought.
Noticed by the policeman.
We got rolls.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. It makes zero sense why I'm excited for Diablo 2 and not Diablo 4. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yo, yeah. You're not understanding the concept of we got rogues in this now.
Yeah, but still.
Rogues suck, dude. I'll be the first to tell you. Rogues are terrible as a class.
I agree, 100%.
Todd's in the chat.
Oh, fantastic. Great.
Now he's going to try it. He's going to want to come on now. Watch.
There was also a couple of other announcements as well. First of all, Shadowlands patch 9.1, Chains of Domination, was announced. And that's bringing players to a new location.
That is huge. There's a lot of stuff. Not really a new location.
It's called Corthia.
Further into the lore.
They have a new location. It comes new quests, a new 10 boss raid, and an 8-boss mega dungeon. That's coming out. Also, the Burning Crusade Classic expansion announced. The Burning Crusade introduced a number of new changes.
I really
changes.
Hope they stop at Lich King. Because I hope so too. Being excited for like Cataclysm or...
No.
Well, anything past that, to be honest.
If you're a Hearthstone player, it was revealed Hearthstone is getting its very own Warcraft-themed expansion called Forged in the Barrens and a new mode called Mercenaries.
I think Kai is the only one that still plays it.
Yeah. As Kai said earlier, Diablo 4 is introducing a rogue class. That was the rogue class trailer. Diablo 4 is a PvP. They showed a newly revealed class in Diablo 4's PvP, which is interesting. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think Diablo is fun for PvP. Diablo is great for PvE for me. That's just me, though.
What's PvP? Just dungeon crawling.
PvP, not my thing. But, of course, the biggest news, as Format said, was that Diablo 2 Resurrected was announced. And Diablo 2 Resurrected is being confirmed for not just PC, but for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Nintendo Switch. Now, Diablo franchise is being executive produced by Rod Ferguson. I will say this.
The Diablo games are excellent on console.
Excellent on console. Yeah. I think they're better on console than they are on PC.
Outstanding on console.
Outstanding. Agree 100%.
I will agree with you on that. Yeah. I did enjoy it
100% on consoles more. I think it's way better. Rod Ferguson, of course, left Coalition because he started making Gears of War games with, Mr. What's his name? The guy who created Gears of War. What the hell's his name?
Stanley.
No, stop it.
Robert.
No, but he became a shadow
Todd
of himself.
Todd Bernardi.
Blizz? His name was... I forget his nickname. Rod Ferguson... Rod Ferguson moved on to Blizzard and is doing the Diablo game, which is very cool. And there was also some interesting news or some new details about Overwatch 2. As well, they're including new campaign details, two new maps, a hero missions mode, and changes to PvP. So that's going to be also interesting. So
all the things they could have put in the original one.
Well, they're doing it now. So, like I said, here's the thing.
DLC.
DLC. Here's what you're forgetting. Okay, Blizzard has
I know.
Blizzard has not been the same ever since Activision acquired them. Okay.
Oh, I know.
So I you know, it's hard for me.
I don't think there was any denying that.
I don't think I don't. No. It's hard.
No one's denying that. It's all Activision's fault.
It's hard for me to put any blame on Blizzard for some of this stuff because Activision wants them to go in a certain direction. So I mean, I give Blizzard a little bit of leeway when it comes to this. But if you are a Blizzard fan, there is some fun stuff to look forward to. Overwatch is like you said. Overwatch was overdue for some new content, for
it
sure.
It was hella overdue.
So it was overdue, and it's
still way too fast.
It was about time. You know what was not mentioned at BlizzCon? Diablo Immortal. Mm. And guess what? By the way, I can still play it because I still have a phone. So, yeah. So
well, we have phones.
Yeah, yeah.
We've established that from previous.
Yeah, yeah. So just to let you know. So very exciting. Yes. Yes.
Let Todd in. He's in the backstage.
He is not in the backstage. I don't see him here. If I did, I sent him an email. He's got to put it in again. He's not here. Anyway, he better hurry up.
That line sucked us. Shit.
So BlizzCon 2021, if you didn't get a chance to see it, there it's online. It was there was some new trailers, some new details about some new games coming out or new game features.
Oh, you know what
else?
Alongside BlizzCon line, there was a new Nintendo Direct, which I thought was odd.
Yes, that was the other thing that came out. Yeah.
Because
right.
it had been a while since the last time we had a Nintendo Direct.
Right?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Nintendo does these, like, instead of doing these big conventions, they do these online, virtual meetings. They were essentially what Zoom meetings were before Zoom meetings.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
And they would talk about their, like, next year's product line.
Yeah.
And it's been a couple of years since the last time we did a Nintendo Direct. But they came out the gate. I don't know why they had one, to be honest, because there was nothing that stood out.
Well, can I be honest with you, Format? Since Alika's in the chat and he's such a Nintendo fanboy, let me give you some announcements. First of all, Xenoblade Chronicles
2. All you have to do to make Alika like perk up at video game news is just say the word cartridge, and he'll come running.
First of all,
look at that smile. He's already glowing.
Smash Brothers Ultimate is going to be getting a couple new characters in March from Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Now, Alika, this next one's for you.
Ooh.
The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 news was planned for later this year, so just be prepared for that because that's coming. But
they're doing a sequel?
Yes.
Yes.
But they're doing a sequel to
like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing a sequel to a mediocre video game.
The hell up.
But here's another piece of news that you'll like. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD has been announced for the Nintendo Switch on July 16th.
Yeah, I actually did see that. That, you know, maybe I should give that. I never played it because it was on a Game Boy, so maybe I'll get in.
It was on the Wii.
It was on the Wii, yeah. It was on the Wii.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
You're thinking of the wrong one.
It was a motion control one.
To
stab the things.
Right. Yeah. I never played Skyward Sword.
I could tell because you thought it was on the Game Boy.
It was actually not that bad.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. It was actually kind of fun. Yeah. With that in mind, I want you to also know Nintendo's thinking of you because they are also announcing Skyward Sword themed Joy-Cons. So just be prepared for that as well.
I am still buying that.
Yeah, yeah. Nintendo
that will also glitch out.
Yeah. Also announced was Splatoon 3 for the Nintendo Switch, which is coming out for 2022.
Yeah. It's such a good game.
Okay, so the Splatoon 3 trailer, that was such like an epic reveal trailer for Splatoon.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
It was so much more epic than it needed to be.
I know, but it was still.
And I was just like, what?
I'm going to give you something else.
To show that there were more, like, hair options for customization.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
So stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the one I was most excited about. This is the one I was most excited about. Mario Golf Super Rush is going to be has been announced for the Switch, coming in June 25th of 2021. It's a new Mario Golf game. It features speed golf, multiplayer mode, motion controls, and a story mode. That one I'm very excited about. I definitely am getting that. That is for sure.
I don't mind like Mario Golf. Like I kind of dug the Mario like sports series, but. To be honest, like the Mario Sports series is always better when played in groups.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's not a sports series that you can enjoy on your own, like Hot Shots. Like Hot Shots Golf is amazing on its own or when you're playing with someone.
That's why I'm excited about this one, because there's an actual story mode in Mario Golf, which I'm very excited about, so I cannot wait. But before I move on.
Story mode in Mario this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Is it going to be Luigi stuck in the golf?
Oh my God. I don't know. It's possible.
And Mario has to save him.
The sand trap.
Well,
Luigi's is stuck in the sand trap.
Before I move on to more Nintendo Switch announcements, if I may.
Mario.
No, you may not.
He is.
Me, Mario.
Oh, God.
Comic book artist extraordinaire. He is also the man who is responsible for Disco Thunder Groovebone, the one and only Kukui Project, and of course Mohawk Thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the Hawaiian Salted Superman. It is Todd Bernardi.
You almost got stabbed by a Chinese.
Hey, Todd. How's it going, man?
Hi, everybody.
Todd, haven't seen you on a while here in a while. How are you doing? You doing okay?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's great. Why do I see less of your of your head and more of your books behind you?
Is this better?
No, much better. Now I can see you. You look like you're losing a little weight too, by the way. You look a little thinner. What's up?
Oh, not after last night. All right. Dear God, I ate so much.
Go ahead, Gannon.
Todd, I ate the lot.
Todd, owning books is not proof that you can read.
It's a good point. Well, listen, Todd.
But I will go ahead and say that having glasses doesn't make you smarter.
Hey, y'all, some of these books behind me, you gave me to read.
Oh, and you haven't read them.
Yeah, but he didn't know that you could read.
Ah, got it. Well,
books that have pictures in them. So I thought I appreciate that.
Well, here's the thing. I've got some interesting. I'm glad Todd is on here because I want to talk about something. But before I do, I want to finish this up really quick. I want you to know the Nintendo Switch is announcing a new free-to-play squad-based online multiplayer game by Zynga called Star Wars Hunters. That is set between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, and it's headed to Switch this year. So just
Gina Carano in it.
There was one title that I kind of had interest in. It was like Project Triangle something.
There was something called Project Triangle Strategy announced for Nintendo Switch, and the demo is available now.
What a great name for a title!
Project Triangle.
Just three random words thrown together. Yeah, and it's like, this is the name of our game, huh? Pretty great.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Also, for those of you that are hardcore, this may prick up Alika's ears. The Ninja Gaiden Master Collection has been announced for Nintendo Switch. And it brings together Ninja Gaiden, Sigma.
Is it just Ninja Gaiden 2, like three times in a row?
Stop it. Ninja Gaiden Sigma, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, and Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge. The collection will be released on June 10th.
It's all the post-cartridge stuff. It's all the disc game.
Yeah, this is all the 3 stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're running around the world with your extra long handkerchief for some reason.
One of the other big ones. There were more announcements, but there's one more I want to mention that I thought was worthwhile, and that of course was the Legend of Mana remaster that is headed to Nintendo Switch as well. So
nice.
That's gonna be cool as well.
That looks interesting. I would probably be
so down for that.
Yep.
Legend of Mana is my thing.
Well, you know, I'm so glad.
I'm super into JRPGs.
I'm so glad that Todd Bernardi got back in time from his class to talk about.
I keep telling you, man, quit saying class. He has no class. Don't give him the aspirations that he might actually have some.
Oh, wow. So
it's school. He has school.
All right, fair enough. He's got school.
I mean, it's just a class that it's a beginner learning to read class.
All right, sweet.
For all those books that Gannon gave you.
Yeah, well.
So I can enjoy the books that Gannon gave me.
Todd, you came on at a perfect time because there's something we forgot to talk about, but I'm glad you're here now because you can speak on this.
Yeah, Euro politics, go.
Right. The state of the political climate in Europe right now. Go. No, I'm just kidding. We got the first full trailer for the Amazon exclusive Invincible. Robert Kirkman's Invincible.
Please tell me about this show.
So Todd Bernardi, I'm going to go to you first, then I'm going to go to Gannon, and then I'm going to go to Alika.
I didn't watch it yet.
What did you think of this trailer, Todd Bernardi?
I think it's great. I might have a little bit of inside baseball type of information.
Ooh,
please
share.
Share. Inside baseball? Well, inside of baseball?
I had a conversation last night with somebody, and they told me that they really enjoyed the series. So I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I was looking forward to it before, but now hearing about it, I'm pretty excited for it. Yeah.
Well, this seems like I like this because it is something other than DC and Marvel. I think this is something that I hope has some lasting stay. I'm glad the reason why I think this got greenlit was because I think there's more confidence that Amazon has in it because of The Boys. So that's good.
You don't think it has more to do with the fact that comic book properties are really doing amazing right now?
Well, to be fair, I mean, there are a ton of comic book properties that are bought up and never made. So
it's a comic book property that Amazon particularly has a vested interest in.
Well, I sure as hell hope so, because that trailer does look good, and I'm kind of excited to watch
it. This one's a little bit easier to sell because it's from Robert Kirkman. So,
yeah.
If you see the creator walking dead to it, people will get into that.
Yeah.
You never know.
I think they're going to give it the HBO Spawn treatment. I mean, it's going to be pretty violent, like kind of TV animated cartoon. And they might even be able to stretch it a little bit more beyond the comic book, because the comic book didn't have a lot of like profanity or sexual content. It was just really violent.
Right.
So maybe we'll get to see them sort of, you know, maybe Kirkman will be able to bring in some things that he left out because he thought maybe it would just be a little bit too
risky. Todd is excited for cartoon movies.
Todd,
what is he excited for again?
He was using a lot of words to get to the point that he's excited for cartoon boobies.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I want to see some nipples.
All right. Alika, what did you think of the trailer? Did you see it?
I didn't even see it. I'm already give the show an A+, so you don't even expect me to look at it with a critical eye.
Wow. All right. Very good. Good for you. I'm glad you're so nonpartisan about it. Good for you.
In the pocket of big Amazon. Got it.
Well, Invincible looks kind of cool after watching that trailer. Gannon, I think you should take a look at it. It does look fantastic. Something that I think you might really enjoy.
I think you should take a look at these nuts.
Wow. Why the hell you got to be so freaking disgusting for? Anyway,
because I'm three deep on these at this point.
Apparently so. Well, with that in mind, Gannon, if you could,
can you
please
see the label yet? There it is. Yeah, there it is. My sponsor tonight, Jack Daniel's Black Jack Cola. Everybody,
every day, every Tuesday is new releases on Hard Media. Okay, so Gannon, if you would please, what is coming out this week in the hardest of Hard Medias?
If you're familiar with the Warner Brothers Archive Collection, this is kind of a made to order kind of situation for Blu-rays. They have Pump Up the Volume, the Christian Slater movie, classic. I don't know if anybody here has seen it. I'm assuming most of us have.
I've seen it.
John Hughes is getting a 5-movie collection Blu-ray. Probably more movies that Aaron would lose it over, so I'm not going to even mention them. The Croods. No one cares.
Yay!
Shout Factory just put out Twice Dead. Not a horror film I'm familiar with, but I'm sure a lot of people have been waiting on that. Wrong Turn. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard a lot of great things. I've heard it's a reboot. I heard it's a direct sequel. I'm really not sure what that is, but it's in the Wrong Turn franchise. I'll probably watch it when it hits Shudder. Other than that, there's a bunch of reissues for Chasing Amy, Train Spotting, Gone Baby Gone. Going back to Robert Kirkman's Secret History of Comics 2020. I don't know if that's already been on a Blu-ray or not, but this is coming back out again today. That's kind of it, really. Just a whole lot of reissues. Other than that, a whole bunch of stuff that nobody ever buys that I don't even know why they put out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Gannon, for giving us the latest in the hardest of hard medias right here on the Nerd Watch. Now, Todd, I'm really sad that you came in so late. How's school going? I'm sorry. Yeah, how's school going? Is it going well? Wait, what'd you say again?
I'm learning a lot.
You're what?
I'm learning a lot.
You're learning a lot? That's good.
He's learning a lot.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I could barely hear you, Todd Bernardi. I don't know why that is. But anyway, I'm so glad you... Will you be on more frequently in the next few weeks?
If you let me in.
If I let you... I'll always let you in, Todd. Unfortunately, I will always let you in. It'll never be a problem with me. I will always let you in, Todd. I'm sorry, Gannon, what was that? What did you say again?
Almost sounds like The Notebook. I'll always let you in, Todd.
So
there was, I'm sorry, I know we moved on, but yeah, there is one more noteworthy selection from Blu-rays coming out today.
Which is?
And this is not me fumbling this. This is actually the name of this Blu-ray. It is An Horror Anthology.
And
horror anthology. Whoever put this out has no clue how grammatical spelling or word use works.
Well, to be fair,
just because of the title,
you can say an horror.
No, you can't. No, you can't. This is like when Todd tries to get away with adaption. No, you can't. Greg.
Okay. Adaptation. That's true. Adaption sucks. That's horrible. All right, that's right. All right. So
the same word. They're the same word.
You're the only person I know in history that said that way.
I did not even see this movie.
It is not. It's adaptation.
Yeah, that is the name of that movie, you dork.
It's adaptation. Sorry to tell you,
Todd. Whether you're wrong or not, Todd, nobody else says it that way.
That's true. The point. It's a good point.
And horror.
So what's
whether you're right or not.
So, Gannon, what is in the An Horror Anthology?
I'm assuming a collection of short horror stories jammed into one movie like Creepshow. But it came out in 2020, but it's An Horror Anthology.
All right. Well, listen, you pick it up and you let me know how An Horror it is.
It's only 55 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's not even a full-length movie, really. It's like an episode of Walking Dead. It's short as hell.
All right. That's
a person's name and
I think I made Todd mad. That's why he left.
I think that's why he left. He had a look on his face. All right. Anyway, listen. It's time for us to get the... sorry. Anyway, Format, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I'm trying to understand what the horror thing is called.
Yeah, it's an horror anthology. That's what it says.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was like a letter of the alphabet kind of thing. Like
negative.
Not at all. And we're at the ends of horror, like no, that kind of thing.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, boys and girls, Todd has disappeared. Don't know what has happened to him. We're about an hour and a half into this show. DJ wanted to say, adaption is when you put your baby up for adoption in Boston. That's fair.
That's a pretty good one. legit.
That's great, DJ. Can you give us a little sample of that, Alika? So listen, I wanted to check out this. I wanted to go check out the foster care because, you know, I wanted to. What do they? What do they say? What do they call that when you want to pick up a kid from foster care? Alika, what is that called again?
What's going on?
I
wanted you to give me the example of what that would sound like with a Bostonian accent.
Adaption.
Adaption. All right, that's fair. All right, sweet. All right, well, listen, we are out of time.
Great.
Todd, I don't know.
I love the payoff.
I know. It sucked. It sucked.
That all came together. That was fantastic.
It sucks so bad. Anyway, we're out of time.
So
Todd Bernardi disappeared and his mic turned off. I think he's in trouble. We'll be back next week. Oh, there he is. Todd is back. Yay. So, Todd, is everything okay? Were you yelled at by your wife? Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I got that right.
I mean, well, constantly.
All right, gotcha. That's fair. Well, Todd, listen.
Before we sign off, we should point out that Tom Holland, Jacob Batalon, and Zendaya have been hinting at a Spider-Man title. So we may be seeing some kind of announcement tomorrow for the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, I cannot wait. Exciting. Will they also
Are you the first to know that? This is the first you've heard of this?
No. I didn't know it was going to be as soon as tomorrow. I didn't know that. That's the part I didn't
know. That's my guess, because they're hinting at it today. So I don't think they would start throwing hints if there wasn't something coming on right around the corner. So it seems like whenever we do these shows, there's a big trailer the next day.
That is true. Podcast. Or maybe it's because they're announcing their OnlyFans page together.
Did anybody else sub to the Eric Andre one today? It's great.
No, absolutely not.
I think he's starting a revolution. I think you're going to start seeing a lot more taint selfies going on. A lot of people, a lot of people are going to start monetizing their taints.
Here's the thing, though. It's not a selfie. Somebody else took that picture for him.
Yeah, but he's a professional. So
he's got, is he?
He's got a crew.
Got it.
We're gonna have to do selfies. Us, regular.
No. You guys are my crew.
I'm not doing selfies. Hey, Todd, what are you doing later?
Well, here's the thing. This is what Todd's doing now. Todd Bernardi wanted to make sure to put up adaption versus adaptation to give you guys a big middle finger to all of you. So you can click on that link right there. And
I maintain my stance. I'm not saying he's wrong.
All right.
No one else says it, is my point.
Except for Tad. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, in the Invincible trailer, the way they use the name Todd, it's pretty defamatory, in my opinion.
So, what, they call him the F word or something?
No. Just like, oh, Todd screwed this up again.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
You should have heard what Greg was saying about you before you came on tonight.
Wow. Anyway, we are out of time, boys and girls.
I'll go back in.
We've got to sign off next week. Todd, I hope you come in earlier next week, and we can enjoy some more of your company.
Yeah, I usually have a break from class around 7:30, so maybe I'll jump in for a break.
Fantastic. Or maybe you could put us in front of your class so we could actually teach them something.
Teach? Are you off
Professor
your mind?
Barry has got it. Professor Barry's got it under control.
You sure? Because tell him I'm there for him. All right.
Totally.
I'm totally there for him. Anyway, we are out of time.
Knows.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We will see you guys here next week, Tuesday. Same nerd time, same nerd channel. So for our producer, seducer, Kai, for the one and only Alika from Maui Comics and Collectibles. For the man who is our Dark Knight Ganon, our Man in Black Foreman, and of course, the man who is our Hawaiian Salted Superman, Todd Bernardi, IMG Money. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you back here next time, only on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.